Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Ever thought you were a victim of bad luck? Then you better pay close attention to this adventure, and we'll get started right after this. Like most people, the folks of Odyssey get their share of mail. Sometimes it brings good news, sometimes bad, and sometimes, as Robin will soon discover, it's just plain junk.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, hi, Robin. What are you up to?
I was looking for Mr. Whittaker. Have you seen him?
No. Connie's around here somewhere.
I'll just wait for Mr. Whittaker.
What's wrong?
I'm not sure anything's wrong yet.
You think something's going to be wrong?
I don't know. It kind of depends.
Robin.
It's all in this envelope. I got it in the mail today.
What is it? A letter from the school?
No, just look.
Oh, Robin!
That's why I wanted to talk to Mr. Whittaker.
You got a chain letter, Robin. It's a chain letter.
I know.
I've heard about them, but I never got one before.
It says that I have to send a dollar to some address in New York and then mail it to someone else, or I'll be
attacked with instant bad luck. Robin, what are you going to do?
I don't know that I'm going to do anything. I wanted to talk to my parents when they got home from work, but figured I'd ask Mr. Whittaker in the meantime. I don't even know if I believe in all that bad luck junk.
But you have to. Look at what it says.
I saw.
Mrs. Thelma Morgenbracket of Laureltown, Maryland, didn't send the dollar or mail the letter and was tragically hurt in a freak gardening accident.
What does that mean? She was attacked by a rosebush?
And Mr. Richard Belcap of Rockfield, California, didn't send the dollar or mail the letter, and he immediately broke his arm in an unexplainable dog sled collision.
I read it, Jesse. It all sounds kind of silly to me.
Silly? Don't say that too loud, Robin. This stuff is dangerous. You have to send your dollar and mail this letter off right away.
But there's something suspicious about this. Some crook somewhere is getting dollars from a lot of scared people. It's just not right.
But you'll get bad luck if you don't, Robin. I had a great aunt once who had nothing but bad luck.
What happened to her?
Once she got her purse stolen after a hurricane went through her neighborhood and her house caught fire from a short circuit and a gift electric blanket for her waterbed.
Really? All that happened to her at the same time?
Yeah. Well, over 6 years.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not gonna fall for it.
Well, what are you gonna do?
This.
Robin!
And then into the trash where it belongs.
Robin, do you know what you've done? You're gonna get nothing but bad luck from now on.
I don't believe it, Jesse. You'll see. Chain letters, bad luck. I can't believe Jesse is so superstitious. Oh, hi, Mr. Walton. What you doing way up there?
Just cleaning a few of these second-story windows. What you think I'm doing up here on a ladder knitting a sweater? Whoa, girlie, where are you going?
Just trying to get past. I have to go home.
Yeah, well, don't go under the ladder. Go around.
Why? Because it's bad luck. I don't believe in that stuff, Mr. Walton. Watch.
Yeah, but if you...
See? I'm under the ladder.
Well, good for you, but you might want to look out for... Now, I warned you. It has nothing to do with bad luck, little girl. It's just dangerous. Hey, you all right?
Yeah, Mr. Walton. I'm fine.
See, I told told you, it's starting already.
Nothing's starting, Jesse. It was just a stupid accident. I shouldn't have walked under the ladder. Where do my parents keep the aspirin?